Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show
that
everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out Friday edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, intern Julia, full house.
The now famous intern Julia.
Now famous? Did I miss something? I guess so.
No, didn't miss something, to my knowledge.
Why is she famous?
I don't want to embarrass her.
Oh. Well, now you're just going to let it hang out there.
She has a role. She has a role now.
Okay. Like a credit? Like she an actress? Famous that way?
Kinda.
Really?
Yeah.
She's blushing over here. She's got a big smile on her face.
Nate.
What?
It's her ad.
Oh. Well, I mean, she did such a good job, you didn't even know it was her. So
I didn't.
I don't know if you told her that already this morning.
I didn't. I was embarrassed. I felt guilty about it.
But it said Julia in the
right.
File name.
Yeah, it
and
did.
And we're talking about it. And I was like, doesn't that new ad sound good for Bobby Sanford?
Said, yep.
And you're like,
sure
yeah.
It does.
You're like, yeah. He's like, you're like that professional female voice they sent us. I had to level it up a little bit for the beginning and the end.
No big deal.
Sounds good. And I was like, what do you mean the female voice they sent us? I was like, that's our own intern, Julia. Killing it.
Well.
Crushing it.
You know, you notice sometimes and others, you're unaware.
It's true. So it is. It kind of is like a credit.
Yeah.
You can say, Julia, as heard on.
Correct.
Fan Run Radio now.
Yes.
When people...
And she should.
It's kind of like Khaleesi. You know, you just want to tack on as many different
yes.
titles as possible.
Exactly.
So now you have, as heard on Fan Run Radio,
I'm
to
glad.
Put with all of your
I'm
other...
I'm glad you're on board.
Whatever else as you have. You know, Dean's List or, you know, whatever. All-conference, high school basketball player. I don't know. Whatever else you like to list as your bio. It's Friday. I'm excited. We got a huge basketball game.
Good show, everyone. See you.
Coming up tomorrow.
I'm ready to just leave now. Is
it
that
feels,
bad? Is that a bad thing? Should I stay? I'll stay.
Yeah, I think you have to stay.
I'll stay. For you. And Julia. She's famous now.
I like that John Reed on Monday said this. We're going to make this a football week. Because it's felt like one. It's kind of felt like Wednesday against South Carolina was like the preseason game or the warm-up or whatever.
Yep.
I was like, okay, let's just make sure, see how we're doing. Are we looking good at practice?
I use this analogy all the time, but that South Carolina game was like training a thoroughbred.
Oh.
You open it up all the way, full throttle, for a half a mile, and then you slow it down. That's what we did the second half. Focused on defensive racing. First half, it was how fast can we go? Now we're ready. Now we're ready to run full speed for 40 minutes and play 40 minutes of great defense. Rick Barnes, genius. Genius. Whatever we want to call it.
He's the Bob Baffert of college basketball right now. Is that what you're saying? Just knows how to push. You know,
oh yeah, I was like, wait,
horses.
Who's Bob Baffert? He literally trains horses. Yeah, I had to remember who he was for a second.
You knew the name, I guess.
He's like the best, right? Best of all time. Is he the GOAT?
Yeah, I think so.
Greatest of all time horseman,
American Pharoah, and Justify's trainer. Those are your last two Triple Crown winners, 2015, 2018. We want the Triple Crown this year. Regular season. Tournament championship. Natty. Let's go.
The irony of us using all these horse racing analogies when talking about Kentucky is, you know, it's really something. But in fairness, I've had this as an analogy for many moon.
Okay.
Many, many moon, this was my analogy.
It's a great analogy for college basketball because you have to peak at the right time. You don't want to peak at one of the prep races, right? Like, I mean, you got to make sure that you're on your game, that you're ready to go as hard as you can at the end for the big one. But there's still races along the way you want to win, like tonight, an individual one, and like you know, the SEC tournament. Those games, those races, however you want to put it.
The boys are ready. Time to cut them loose.
Are you nervous about this one? Does this feel different than any other game this season?
Nope. It probably should. I might be setting myself up for the... But I'm confident. I just am. I think we're really good. Do I think it'll be a challenge? Of course. It's Rupp. It's Lexington, Kentucky. It's the Wildcats. I mean, the coal smell of bad Listerine, coal breath, and menthol cigarettes will just ignite Rupp Arena. It's a tough environment. You know, who knows what they'll be saying to the guys. But that's good. They play better with that.
It's true.
And I think that tomorrow, maybe for the first time since Gonzaga, Rick Barnes is just going to say, hip hop. That means go get them. That means run as fast as you can. Hip hop. Hip hop. Hip hop. That's what you say to a horse to get it to just start walking. Do you know that? Just, and then you give a little pressure with your leg.
Oh, I know. I know, buddy.
Do you?
I do.
I had horses.
I did, too.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's right. Dang it. Can't use all my horse knowledge on you. Oh, yeah, well, what's Latigo?
Latigo? I don't know Latigo. I don't remember Latigo.
It's what you use to keep the saddle's leather nice and soft.
Oh.
So it's like a polish, kind of.
Okay.
But it makes the leather last longer. Do you know what a spur is?
I know what a spur is.
No real cowboy uses spurs.
No. Nope.
No, it might be true, actually. I don't know. We had quarter horses. We didn't like spurs. Or whips, for that matter. I'm going to hope we use a whip on a horse tomorrow, though.
No, I think you just switched analogies.
Well, I mean,
or metaphors.
Horses race against horses, don't they? I mean, they're horses, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want them to get whipped. And uncomfortable.
Okay.
We don't need the whip.
All right, we're going to win without having to go to the whip.
Right, even though no horse has ever won a race without getting whipped.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know.
But Barnes is he's a firm jockey.
Did they have to whip Secretariat when it like blew away in the Belmont, though? Like, I feel like...
I mean, they probably stopped at some point, like, holy cow, we've got 25 lengths here. We probably can chill out.
I feel like the jockey in that race didn't go to the whip when it blew away the field, so I don't know. Somebody check the tape.
Well, wasn't Secretariat was weird. Secretariat kind of had to get down first, right? Wasn't that Secretariat's thing? Secretariat had to run by a horse and kind of get like uncomfortable.
I think you're mixing up Secretariat and Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah. Seabiscuit.
I knew it was an S.
Had to look a horse in the eye.
Yeah. And then say, faster than you.
Yeah, because all the experts said the only way Seabiscuit would beat that race, that horse in the two horse race.
Big Brown.
Is that what it was?
Was it Big Brown? It was something. It was a big horse.
I don't know why, but I saw a video of that just the other day. Very
it's strange. Crazy.
But it was like the actual video, not the little Disney movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said it'll have to get the jump and stay out ahead, and then jockey's like, no. My little guy.
Oh, dang it. Latigo is the leather itself. Sorry.
Sad.
Whew.
Had it. Had a great horse segment here. Blew it. Just blew it. I remember that Garth Brooks song. Spurs and Latigo.
Rodeo.
Bleak, ain't no bleak. Woman flesh blood. Damn old rodeo. You can't hear that on YouTube, by the way. No Garth Brooks on YouTube. He's
sad.
He's trying to make all the money off ad sales, album sales, whatever they are. Both.
Non-ad
Maybe
sales.
Both. Maybe both.
Original content.
Maybe both. No, but I truly think tomorrow, we should just be excited. We got nothing to lose. Not tomorrow. Not tomorrow itself. We're not out of any tournament. We might lose the number one ranking. We can get it back. It's not gone forever. But if you play well, what if you put on a show tomorrow?
Wait, so you're in the nothing to lose category? That's why you're not nervous?
I'm in the we should play that way category.
Okay.
Obviously, it's an SEC game. You don't want to lose it. It's not ideal. It is a bad thing to lose SEC games. But I don't think we need to approach it like that. Last year, maybe. Maybe last year you should have approached that game abrupt like that. This year, you're the better team. You're better. Now, Kentucky does play pretty good defense, but so do we. And especially, we play good defense when other teams play good defense. I still think our ability to score outshines Kentucky's ability to score. That's where I'm at. Their defense, it's good. I give them credit. They held South Carolina to like 40, what did I say the other day? 43? It was embarrassing.
48, I think.
It was embarrassing. That should never happen. Now, granted, they didn't hit 13 threes against Kentucky. But tonight, nah, man, I feel good. I feel very good. Tennessee scoring 85.5 a game now. Kentucky's at 78.5. We give up 2 more points a game than they do. It's the offense. Their defense will step up. Our defense will step up. But it's our ability to steal points in transition, to hit those mid-range jumpers, and to have somebody, maybe him, get hot from three. Seems like it happens every night. Plus,
yeah.
Admiral's playing like a beast, and we need a little bit more inside presence against Kentucky. That's where he's going to go, and I think he'll do just fine. Admiral inside with kickouts. Grant inside with kickouts. I'm feeling great. You know who loves shooting up there? Lamonte Turner. So he's my sleeper pick tomorrow. He's a guy I think could probably have like maybe 20. I think he hit 4 threes up there last year off the bench. 4 of 6, maybe. 4 of 7.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. We finally get to watch this team in a big game again.
Big game. It's been forever.
What, late November? Or I guess you played Gonzaga in December. So December. A big game.
Yeah, it's mid-February.
Yeah.
I guess whenever I've looked at these last couple of games, I'm not saying that the Vols have been holding back. But they have been looking to try other things just in case they were to see it later on in the year. That's not necessarily like their main strength, their number one. They still try to get Grant the ball, but I feel like they've not just like, all right, we're just going to feed it to the post every single time. I expect them to try to get the ball inside early and rack up some fouls on the bigs for Kentucky. And as we know, I mean, if you can work it inside, Grant had, what, 7 assists last Wednesday this past Wednesday against South Carolina?
Yep.
Once you get it inside, they're going to crash down to where you'll then have the shots open on the outside.
Barnes said, inside-out team. I don't care how it gets in there, driving it, throwing it in there. Somehow, some way, we got to go inside first. Makes sense.
Someone on the Periscope just said, white dudes talking basketball. That's what's up, LOL. No comment.
It's kind of racist.
Just thought it was.
I mean, it's the definition of racism.
I don't know. No, I don't think it's racist. I think it's a racial observation about our races.
But the entire point is because we're white.
No, it just says white dudes talking basketball. It's true.
Wait, so, I mean, is there an LOL at the end?
There is an LOL at the end, but LOL it's become something different now. It used to mean like literally laugh out loud. Not the literally was mine. Laugh out loud is what it meant. Now it's just kind
of LOL.
Yeah, that'd be another L. Now I think LOL is just a meh.
This wasn't 100% serious. That's the way I take it now.
Yeah,
this isn't 100% mm-hmm. serious. LOL.
I mean, no one in this room has any background in basketball
no,
at all.
Not at all.
You know,
non-basketball people here
know nothing about it. Anyway, moving on. Davey, I'm going to argue with you. I think they have been holding back. Not like maybe like super secret plays, although I do think they have some sets they haven't run yet. But that's what I'm saying. Like that first half, I think that was full throttle, score as much as you can. And then in the second half, Barnes is like, whoa. Okay, now we're going to really work on some different things. But even in the half court, that high post backdoor lob to Bowden, hadn't seen that before. I mean, they are working in new stuff. And I think tomorrow, unless Rick Barnes is one of these coaches who's like, I think our guys need to drop one. If they come out ready to play, man, just let them.
Get your popcorn ready.
Just go. Just let them do what they do. And I just pray that Kentucky fans don't shut up. I want them to talk all they want to our guys. We play so much better in those types of situations. And you know Kentucky fans are mad. They're mad at that loss to LSU, so they're going to be extra sour.
Mm-hmm.
And that plays right into our hand. We're too poised of a team compared to Kentucky.
I'll give our Periscope viewer a little slight. Maybe it was thinking more about us talking horse racing instead of actual basketball. Maybe that was kind of the like...
No, he just said it was an observation. Like I said, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it was funny.
Tip time's 8 o'clock tomorrow night. According to the ESPN Basketball Power Index, Kentucky 59.3% chance to win, Tennessee 40.7%.
Matt Johnson tweets in and says, they probably called you white because you're comparing basketball to horse racing.
That's what I was saying.
Did you just read that?
No, I hadn't even seen it yet.
How does that make us white? I was using horse racing because it's Kentucky. It's where horse racing is.
In fact, I don't even see that tweet. I guess I'm not tagged in it.
You're not. Just to me.
There you go.
He likes me better, I guess.
Now you know.
Now you know. We'll talk about the game, I guess.
But you don't have any more good horse racing analogies.
I'm sure I could find some
ways to work.
Well,
I'd like to tell the they canceled the Kentucky Derby joke, but the FCC won't allow it. So
you hate to see it.
Yeah.
You hate to see it. You get that on those big jobs.
I'll find the audio from Voluntary Reaction I guess 2 years ago.
Oh goodness,
I don't know if we can find that.
I have it.
Mention this: Kentucky was a 68% favorite before the loss to LSU.
Okay.
They're now down to 59.3, as you mentioned.
Right.
So, momentum is swinging back in Tennessee's favor, at least according to the BPI. I don't know really what that matters. I am very interested to see what this line's going to be tomorrow. Not that I care, but I do want to know, what does Vegas think
Kentucky
about this
game?
3.5?
That's my guess.
I think you said that all week, right? You've been pretty...
Yeah,
pretty solid on the Kentucky 3.5.
We'll see.
Okay. I mean, sure. Feels about right. It's weird to me that Kentucky is so good defensively, yet they don't really – it doesn't really look like it. Like, Tennessee has more blocks per game. Tennessee's right at what Kentucky's at with steals per game. I guess teams just don't hit as many shots against Kentucky. Because they're not number one and people don't get the bullseyes. Is that it? They don't see the red/orange and just start hammering threes home? Is it the length? Is it the length of Kentucky? Forces a little shot, you know, stats that don't show up in the book.
Yeah.
Altered shots, that type of thing.
Watching the LSU game, I think that's definitely a factor. I mean, Waters really struggled with having those long guards, you know.
That's surprising because he is pretty quick. I'm surprised couldn't get...
That's the thing. Kentucky's guards are long and pretty quick for their size.
Yeah, but they're not Jordan Bone quick.
That's true.
That's the secret sauce tomorrow. His speed. That'll be the difference. No one can stay in front of him in college basketball so far.
It's true.
And as long as he doesn't get in some kind of foul trouble or something, I think he'll be able to run the offense to get out front, push transition. I feel good about it. Just don't get in foul trouble underneath, and I think everything will be just fine.
We'll spend most of the day kind of setting up Tennessee-Kentucky for tomorrow night. If you want to weigh in on the program, 865-546-8200 is the number to join us on the show. Give us your thoughts. Are you worried? Just excited? How do you think it is with, you know, how does it set up the rest of the season? You mentioned kind of jokingly, unless Rick Barnes thinks this is a game you kind of want to lose on purpose so that you can reset and refire the horses back up after it. You know, where are you? What's your state of mind as a Tennessee fan going into Kentucky and Tennessee tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip from Rupp Arena? We'll come back with more. Stick with us. It's 3 and Out right here on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's a game day preview edition, 3 and Out. Kentucky tomorrow night, Rupp Arena.
You should have played at the fast part, Davey.
It's already in the system. I can't skip through it. Now I got a phone call. I'll argue this later.
All right.
I mean, could have. No, I guess you can't.
I look forward to it.
I was thinking you could have started it down low.
Well, the reason I said that is because you started the intro.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to like come in like.
That's why I said that. That's my fault.
The
music is an energy. Right. It's an energy setter.
Yeah,
it just is.
It is.
And tomorrow is the Kentucky game, and that song's great. But what makes that song great is da na 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 da na na na. You know that part.
Yeah,
kind of like rodeo. The best part is. We'll sing it. We'll sing it back in the coffee room here in a minute, again, like we did this last break.
So good.
No problem. No worries whatsoever.
I've got a really random story / note.
Does it have to do with Tennessee, Kentucky?
Not really, but sort of. I don't know where else to put it in the show today.
Does it?
Okay. It's very short. I don't really need your commentary on it.
Oh.
It's just a headline. Well, I mean.
What is this, a radio show?
I mean.
You got it.
I don't need like a whole segment of your commentary, I guess is what I'm saying. It's a random headline that's on the men's basketball section of ESPN, which I think is kind of funny. It's Rick Pitino's team reaches Greek Cup final after opponent walks out. It kind of goes, it ties into this Kentucky game in two ways. Obviously, the Rick Pitino, just basic tie. He's still coaching, just in Greece, and he's going to, I guess, play for the championship. Because at halftime, as his team led 40-25, his opponent, Olympiakos, that's not how you say that, Olympiakos, forfeited because they were so mad at the officials. Just walked out. So it just leads me into, now you can comment. Are we afraid that the referees after the LSU game are going to come out?
No. We're the number one team in the country.
Protect Calipari.
We are. That's us.
And the Kentucky Wildcats.
It's
all changed now.
Don't you think the SEC wants to protect number one? We always say it about Bama, right? Oh, well, Bama's going to get all the calls. SEC wants to make sure they have a one, you know, or team in the playoff. Doesn't the SEC want to make sure they've got a team number one? They can't control the Final Four. But, like, SEC championship? Tournament championship? They can
make the path as easy as possible.
They can push some chips around, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, no, I'm not worried about the refs. Not worried at all. Maybe a little. I mean, it's rough. But outside of that Vanderbilt game, I don't feel like we've been gifted much in conference. I feel like most of the games have been pretty fairly officiated both ways, with the exception of the last 6 minutes at Vandy, when we were number one for the first time. And the conference wanted to protect it.
Pat Adams.
Perhaps. I mean, of all the people. Like, you want to go black helicopter theory here? Huh? You want to go grassy knoll with me? You want to go second shooter? Because Pat Adams was the guy that helped you beat Vandy at Vandy Pat Adams, the guy who cost you an SEC tournament game against Florida 5 years ago, the guy who has routinely jobbed Tennessee in Thompson Bowling Arena, it was Pat Adams on the road with a chance to Tennessee. And what did he do? Called a flagrant. Called a flagrant. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't.
Well, a lot of people after the fact, after watching it multiple times, a lot of media members said it by rule it was.
But I'm saying is if he hadn't called it, I don't think people would say, no, by rule it definitely. I think the call helped validate the rule, if that makes sense.
He was looking for a reason, right? Like, I mean, he was looking for it, and he found it.
Yep. I love it.
And a four-point possession down six with, like, 2 minutes to go is
pretty big deal. Pretty big deal when it put Grant Williams back on the free throw line, too, to hit two of his 23 free throws unmissed. So, no, I'm not worried about officiating. I get it. Rupp-a-rees. They were there last year. What happened? We weren't even as good. Where were the Rupp-a-rees last year? Did they stop Lamonte Turner's dagger three from going in? Did they stop Admiral Schofield from slamming it through the rim with 3 seconds on the clock? No, they did not. No, they did not. And we have more clout this year, and they're coming off a loss. Why would the SEC want to do anything to prop up Kentucky when we're number one? We should be the team. Kentucky should be the team that's scared of the refs.
Mm.
I mean, the refs kind of stole that game from them Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not stole, but certainly didn't save.
I thought the calls were going their way most of the night, and definitely those last two free throws where they were able to tie the game up.
If they call basket interference on the tip-in,
yeah,
they can review it if they call it, correct?
I don't think so.
Really?
Right.
So if they had called basket interference on LSU—
yeah,
they could not go to the monitor and see if it was or wasn't?
They would have gone to the monitor.
Same thing would have
happened. To see how much time was left for Kentucky's next possession. And there would have been like 1 second left. And then Kentucky would have thrown it in. There would have been a heave. And they'd probably gone to overtime.
Should that be?
Oh, it should definitely be reviewable.
Yeah.
If you can review the Louisville kid in the circle and change a charge to a block.
It really is the same thing.
I mean, it's a circle on the floor. Is he in the...
One's in the floor, one's in the sky.
The media people were tweeting about...
Great point.
Well, I think his heels might be off the ground. Is he really in the circle? And then other people had to correct them and say, doesn't matter. Even if your heels are up, if your heels are over the restricted area, if your body is over the restricted area...
That's not true of out of bounds.
It's automatically a block.
Why are there different rules for the lines and thresholds on the court? What was that shot?
Because, I mean,
who was the guy? It wasn't Ray Allen, was it, for the Spurs who hit that like famous three in the playoffs
with his
both of his heels up and over the out of bounds line in the corner?
Heat versus Spurs, yes. Who? It was Ray Allen.
No, it was a Spurs player, buddy. Oh. I know the shot you're talking about. The kick out to Ray when they were down by a bunch and somehow came back and won. This one was in San Antonio, but I don't remember the matchup. Somebody will shoot it in. But everyone's like, oh, no, he was out of bounds, and they went and reviewed it. And somehow those heels just stayed off the line.
Well, I mean, I understand with the, oh, gosh, the inner
circle,
restricted area. Like, I mean, it's supposed to be a vertical plane up, to whereas for out of bounds, they kind of allow you just as long as you stay within the court.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird that we have different rules for the boundaries.
Well, one's for safety.
Well, yeah, well, one is all about jumping towards the basket, so you can't really allow people to elevate.
Did we see Joel Embiid hop over Regina King the other night? Safety?
Well, it's fine. If you jump completely over someone, then it doesn't matter if they're in the restricted area or not.
Well, I'm not Joel Embiid. Did you see that, by the way?
No, I didn't.
You know who Regina King is, right?
No.
You seen Jerry Maguire?
Yes.
Rod Tidwell's wife?
Oh, okay, yeah.
She was sitting courtside, and Embiid was going to, I mean, just run her to, might have killed her. And he just leapt over her into some other people. Saved her life, probably. It's a pretty funny moment.
But it's a principle of verticality.
Love
thing.
Regina
that's
King.
Why,
I think she's so good.
That's why the restricted area is more like the goal line in football and less like the sideline in basketball.
Fair enough.
So basically, if your feet are outside the restricted area, but you're leaning back into it, so that a guy falls on top of you, that's not a charge, mm-hmm. It's a block.
John Tweet just sent me basically the point you just made. I'm just saying it's the different rules for boundaries gets confusing from time to time. I mean, technically, you could run and jump from the three-point line, and if you could fly far enough, you could lay it up, and it'd be worth three.
True.
I've seen people do it. Clinton, what was that guy's name? Do you remember the Porter kid who played for Auburn all those years ago?
No.
He was like a freak athlete. Not a great basketball player, mm-hmm. but like a high-flying dunker. Can't remember his first name. But he had a tip-in against, I want to say like Kentucky or something, where he ran and jumped from outside the three-point line, jumped, caught it, and shot it again in the air. But when he landed, he was like right by the rim.
Yeah.
And they gave him 2 points, and they went back on the – they were just showing the replay, and they were like, that should be a three. He tipped in a miss, and it should have been a three.
That's pretty crazy. Old three-point line, though, right? That helps a little.
Yeah, I guess it gave him
8 inches.
8 inches,
I don't
yeah.
know, something like that.
Good for him. Man, that guy
that's crazy.
Free. Yeah. Anyway, back to tomorrow's game. No, I'm not worried about the refs.
Well, I mean, if Jordan
I'm worried about all these weird lines, boundaries, and impasses.
If Jordan can, you know, dunk it, actually grab the rim from the free throw line, it would make sense you could jump from outside the three-point line, and it
just
wouldn't be like
finger
a traditional
roll it. Just finger
tip
roll it.
In, but you could still kind of,
yeah,
you know.
Just saying.
Like when you're playing 21, you know, get your feet off the ground. Yeah.
Are you worried about the refs? Are you?
I'm worried about the refs.
Are we already starting with the excuses?
I'm worried about the refs like I am every single night. So, no, not especially
I mean,
like any other road game.
I'm
worried that the refs are either going to go into this game thinking, huge game, don't be the focal point, let them play, and everybody just gets mauled, right, the whole game. Or what's been more likely to happen recently with these SEC officials is they go into the game thinking, big game tonight.
Got to take control early.
I'm going to be the star.
Yeah, we
here
don't,
we go.
We don't want that.
Ready to call this controversial charge on Grant Williams for his second foul in the 18th minute of the first half.
Yeah.
Oh, that offensive
that
foul.
Just, that, just got, that gave me like a stomach bump.
Where he, you know, oh, Grant, you know.
Bumped the dude.
Right. Illegal screen.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and want to do the big motion out high in your half court where everybody's watching you.
Well,
don't be that guy.
Wasn't
tonight.
It you who said that Kentucky was just grabbing LSU players?
Okay.
Especially
so
on the perimeter?
It's, I always forget Waters first. Tremont, is that it?
Yeah.
Tremont Waters. Every time he brought the ball up the floor.
Something like that.
When he crossed half court, their long guards that did a great job on him. Well, I mean, but, you know, it's easier to do a great job when anytime he started to kind of cross over. It wasn't when he really went fast. Like, when he really tried to go to the basket, they obviously had to get their arms out and move their feet and keep him in front. But those kind of semi-times where he's making the setup dribbles, they would just put their hand right into his chest. Remember the old hand check on the hip?
Yeah.
Remember how you used to push on the hip, like, constantly to kind of almost create a little space so you had more room to then slide and get in front for when they cross over? And
Michael Jordan was insane at it.
Yeah. And they've basically taken that out of the game. Because if you do that now, if they see you put any type of force on them, boom, you get busted.
But
for the hand check.
They could touch his chest?
They were putting their arm, like, they weren't shoving him, but they were allowing their finger, kind of the outer half of their fingers to like get into his chest.
The fingertips?
Yeah, well, more than the tip. I mean, the tip's kind of to the first wrinkle. I'm talking, or the, you know.
Knuckle.
I'm talking about to the second. They're kind of getting it, and they were just keeping their arms out to kind of make sure that it didn't look too bad.
So like that much, like half of every finger?
Yeah. And it was keeping him from being able to change his angle of, you know, attack towards the basket.
40% of your fingers that are on that guy. Half of four.
They were
kind of
turning sideways, trying to kind of keep him to one side. And as he tried to cross their face, they just reach out and just kind of at least slow him down a minute to either change direction for themselves or to keep him on that side of the floor. And I couldn't believe, I mean, if I was him, as soon as they did that, I would take one hard dribble in that direction and kind of, I mean, we get on Penny. And
I was about to say, should we flop? Should we?
Bone will do it.
We should exaggerate.
They try that bleepity bleep on Jordan Bone, and he's going to take one hard dribble at that speed and throw his chest back like this, and boom, they're going to get nailed. I hope they better be.
I trust us. Rick Barnes is good with officials, though.
He is.
He's respected. I'm not that's a very good part of this, is I think Rick Barnes is firm but fair with officials. He doesn't freak out. And if he does freak out, it's because you're not doing your... What game did he get a tech? Was that South Carolina down there?
I didn't think so. Was it? I thought it was a little earlier than that in the season,
It may have been. I can't remember. But I think he's good with officials.
Maybe it was. He was yelling at the shot clock.
Right, yeah.
Is that
yeah,
what you're talking about?
That's what I thought.
It's like, Doug!
And Grant was like, Coach, no, it's cool.
Doug.
I'm talking about the shot clock.
Doug Shows.
Doug
Shows. I used to say shows. No.
Shows.
Shows.
Yeah, Shows.
Do we know who's on the game tonight? I mean, you got to be careful.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Kentucky might have already, you know, threatened the guy's business or something.
Been there, done that.
It's happened before.
Done that before. Ruined a man's business because he missed a call. Very sad. No, I don't.
Who missed the goaltend the other night? They need to have bodyguards.
Who had... It was a good crew that had that game, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Was it Teddy V? Was Valentine on that game?
Might have been.
But again, I mean, you're not missing a call, really. I mean, if you don't see it clearly, you can't call it, and then you can't change it once you miss it. Oh, well. I think a Kentucky fan just asked me, who are the Vols?
Who are the Vols?
Yeah. I've wondered this all week. Like, do Kentucky fans just give Tennessee no credit right now? Is it just impossible for them to say, like, wow, that's a really good basketball team? Or is it all just, like, public gusto and they just have to talk a little smack? Or do Kentucky fans legitimately not believe that Tennessee is good? I would love to know, to a man, in a windowless room, one microphone, if a Kentucky fan had to talk about Tennessee, what would they say this year from their heart? Do they not believe? Because there are a lot of non-believers out there. I'm just curious. Because I see Pretenders and Johnny Come Latelys and New Money and, oh, you're not talented enough and blah, blah. And I'm just like, have you watched Tennessee play? Have you seen some of the things we've done?
I think they're trying to talk it away. They're trying to
pump themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, I think that's the deal. We'll come back. Final segment. Hour number one of Three and Out. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio. Final segment, hour number one, Three and Out, Friday edition of the program. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200. I will say, we're talking in the break, Tennessee's defense around the rim has been better without fouling, so I'm not as worried about foul trouble in general. Like, I feel like, I do think referees this season have gotten better and better at not calling fouls on guys when they go straight up.
Agree. I have noticed that, too.
Because what used to happen is...
I mean, how many times did Grant foul out or get close last year because he would go straight up, the guy would jump into him and then fly backwards, and they'd call a foul?
They'd call a body foul. And
right.
That used to be the way it always was. I mean, when I played basketball, if you got a guy up in the air, you just ran into him, and it was going to be a foul on him. To get the foul in the offense, you had to be glued to the floor, right, and take the charge. But now with the restricted area, it's taken a while, but you can't stay glued to the floor and let a guy, like, fall on you for the charge. So your only play there is to go straight up. I feel like Kyle does a great job of that. Grant, Admiral, all of Tennessee's players are really good at going straight up, showing that their hands are straight out, not even bending them. A lot of guys bend their arms over, and then once the guy, like, comes up into them or hits them in the body, then they go straight up, and they get the foul called on. They're like, but my arms are straight. Grant, I mean, he is like the inverse of an Olympic diver.
They almost go backwards a little bit.
Like, I mean, it's artistic the way he elevates perfectly straight as the guy comes flying into the basket. And I do think the officials throughout the season and the last couple seasons, as this has become a thing, have gotten better and better. So I hope we just get a crew that understands that, yeah, bodies are going to bang into each other in that situation, and it really has to be a no call, right?
Yeah.
I mean, unless the offensive guy, like, flies in, you know, with the leading edge, basically. But if hips just kind of bang and the ball gets blocked clean up high, like, that just isn't a foul anymore. So hopefully that's the refereeing
Thank
we
God.
See. But back to your question, because we got some reaction on this. Do Kentucky fans genuinely think Tennessee is just a complete pretender? Do they think Tennessee's no good? Do they think Tennessee's just a little overrated? Or Are they kind of scared of Tennessee, but they want to kind of talk it away, so they're convincing themselves that Tennessee is not as good as Kentucky going into this game? Troy Elliott says they think we're overrated.
If this game would have happened late November, December, Kentucky fans would honestly be scared. They wouldn't want to see us. I think since they've gone on a little bit of a hot streak as of late,
they've gotten better.
Their confidence has built, and they're like, we're at home. As long as the refs don't give it away like they did, like this Kentucky fans' opinion, as long as the refs don't give it away like they did against LSU, Kentucky will win. I think that is most Kentucky fans' opinion of what's going to happen Saturday. Yeah, they do. I think they think we're a good team, but we're also overrated. I think they would say Duke is deserving of the number one seed because Duke beat them by 34 points or whatever. They'll go look to that.
And I understand that. But 5 games after that, Duke lost to Gonzaga. And then 3 games after that, Tennessee beat Gonzaga.
Oh, I'm just telling you how Kentucky fans are going to justify it.
And I'm just trying to take away their justice, I guess. You don't get to justify it that way. Now, I understand that. I just don't. I guess the part I'm missing here is that I don't know why Kentucky getting better, which they have, necessarily makes Tennessee overrated. I think Tennessee has earned the number one spot. I mean, we've done the common opponent breakdown between Tennessee and Duke. Advantage Tennessee. 4 common opponents, Tennessee 4-0 with a larger margin of victory. Duke 3-1 with the loss to Gonzaga. Now, I realize that this is not the most accurate way to compare two teams, but with Tennessee and Duke, you have statistics, which I would put Tennessee's statistical ranking in just about every category right up there with Duke, and we have common opponents. Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, Louisville, Gonzaga. Edge Tennessee. So I get that Kentucky's better right now than they were at the start of the year. And I think Kentucky kind of walked into a buzzsaw. The first team to have to play this Duke team, having not seen them play together, I don't think it mattered who it was. You had no idea what to expect. And Kentucky got thumped, 118-84. But Kentucky getting better doesn't mean anything about Tennessee. So let's just look at results and realize that, hey, yeah, Kentucky's better. Tennessee's also still really good. Now, I'm not saying point differential is all that matters, by the way. Like, I understand. Like, Kentucky beat South Carolina at home by 28. Tennessee wins by 12. Neither game was close, if that makes sense. Tennessee could have probably won that game 100-60 whatever if they wanted to. They didn't. Now, we're not playing the margin of victory game with the media anymore. It's 10 points and you get your net credit and then you move on. So is that part of it? Are we not beating teams bad enough for people to say, "Oh man, look at this." But we also haven't dropped the game to one of these bad teams. Like that's the difference between Tennessee and even Duke. Like that home loss to Syracuse with the injury, it was still weird. But they lost to Syracuse at home. Virginia doesn't have a bad loss. Gonzaga doesn't have a bad loss. Tennessee doesn't have a bad loss. Everyone else has kind of dropped one they probably shouldn't have. Except Houston, who won again last night, by the way.
Sox in Tennessee, who's a Kentucky fan, said that Kentucky fans think Tennessee's really good, but they haven't played anybody since December 9th. So it kind of fits with what you're saying. But also gave them respect as well. Kickoff hour 2 next.